takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
The people are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these digital scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler, rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need the CD media, they only annoy, cause the only ones that wanna scrap ain't ever deployed. Who do the fighting for these rich white folks and they wars? No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller or Starz, Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis or Rush. Won't be MSNBC, CNN or a Bush. Never Toby Keith, Hannity, O'Reilly or Clint. Ain't Clear Channel, no they ain't supporting dissent. Never Blair, Kid Rock or Tom Cruise or Vows or James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, a pile, not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, the Ridge, or Ann Coulter, or Joseph Lieberman, or the Rich. They just make laws. When it come to fighting, we the ones that end up in gold. So when you say support that murderer, I have no applause. Even if he got his jumpsuit on, we pay the cost.
Hello and welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. I am your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society, Gary Franchi. Have you been to our website yet? I encourage you to visit it. We are in the middle of a rebuild, but there's a lot of good information there. Our old site is still available. Please visit lonelantern.org. There's lots of videos, news articles, decades worth of research there. From collected all over the place. We've got an interactive forum system for you to communicate with other like-minded individuals, connecting the dots and restoring our republic together. Yes, our new site has gone live. It went live on the 21st, and the web traffic has just shot through the roof. It's really exciting to see the growth and to see people get turned on to the truth, and I'm glad you can be a part of it. You can chat live tonight with our other listeners on the Lone Lantern radio show at lonelantern.org/chat. So get over there. And we'll be back on the flip side. We got some news, we got the famous quote, and we're going to have open lines tonight. So we'll be waiting for your call. See you on the flip side.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. You are listening to the Republic Broadcast Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Enjoy the show tonight. We're going to give away a free DVD to the first caller who gets tonight's famous quote. Okay, so get your pen out and write this number down. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. That's the number you're going to have to call if you can get this quote correct. And weigh in with your thoughts on some of the news topics tonight. Okay, 1-800-313-9443. Here is the famous quote. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. I'll repeat that. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed them ourselves. So, call in. We're going to send you out a free DVD. The DVD is going to be the Lone Lantern Special Edition America Freedom to Fascism DVD. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. give us a call and win the free DVD. Remember this, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. It is up to you, my fellow patriot, to take back this country. Do what it takes to communicate with other patriots, come up with the solutions, and how we can restore our country. We are in a dire crisis mode right now. Our Constitution is literally on life support. And there are evil, satanic politicians that are getting ready to just pull the plug. They're standing around our Constitution. They're standing around, and they've literally got their hand on the plug, ready to say goodbye forever to our Constitution. Please get involved. Find the like-minded individuals. There are so many different networking tools. LoneLantern.org, we are here to serve for that purpose, so you can communicate with other patriots, so you can find the solutions, so you can help introduce legislations at the state level to supersede these federal laws that are just killing us. Let me run down some of the headlines for you tonight. I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here, but it's important. You know, 10,000 jobs may be cut at Chrysler. 10,000 jobs going to be gone. Giuliani has moved closer to actually doing a presidential run. Spend now and save later. That's another headline we're going to talk about tonight. Also, Texas orders cancer vaccine for girls. I don't know if you've heard this or not yet, but it's a very interesting story. Some draconian legislation. Very hypocritical. And last week, Maine rejected the Real ID Act, something that we're going to talk about that's very important, rejecting the Real ID Act and how we can actually, in our respective states, introduce legislation to reject it, to supersede the federal draconian legislation of the Real ID from May of 2005. And related to the Real ID Act, even, you know, these people are so sick and twisted that they know, okay, well, if they're going to reject Real ID, they're going to introduce something else that's going to clone it under a different name. They do this all the time. Chuck Schumer has recently announced, he did this on Lou Dobbs' show, a national employment verification system. So we're going to talk about that, too, and what exactly does it mean and what's the reason for it. Why are they going to put this in place? But let's jump back to our Chrysler headline. It says Chrysler, the Michigan-based arm of Daimler Chrysler, plans to announce its restructuring plan February 14th. February 14th of all dates. Can you believe it? A little Valentine's gift for all their employees. We're just going to say, hey, sorry, we got to restructure. We're losing our shirts and... Well, you're going to lose yours now, too. We don't care. Valentine's Day announcement is not expected to be as big a blow to the Detroit region as recent cost-cutting plans by crosstown rivals, Ford and GM, which offered buyouts last year to slash their workforces by tens of thousands of people. Looks like they say their Twinsburg plant, which employs about 1,800 people, could be sold. The Mach 1 engine plants lost 250 jobs last month. Let's see what else they got going on here. The further consolidation is possible. These cuts would likely be counted towards the restructuring plan, more than $2 billion cost-cutting target. So if you've been affected by these kinds of job cuts, if you're one of those people who are at Ford or GM or possibly at this one of these Chrysler facilities, give us a call. Let us know how it's affecting you, okay? We want to talk to you. We really care. We want you to get your voice to be heard. 1-800-313-9443. They claim that high gas prices last year stung the Chrysler Group, which, like all U.S. automakers, has relied heavily on profitable sales of pickups and SUVs. And when the demand for those vehicles fell, the Chrysler Group kept making vehicles that dealers hadn't ordered. Article goes on to say that soon parking lots around the Detroit area turned into holding yards for trucks. Chrysler couldn't move. By fall, the company had about 100,000 vehicles unassigned in the so-called sales bank, and the company had to pull back production to whittle that number to below 10,000. Chrysler is not new to major restructuring plans. In 2001, the company announced a plan that called for eliminating 26,000 jobs. Since then, it has cut 40,000 and also has gotten rid of 16 plants. So since 2001, let me repeat that, since 2001, Chrysler has dumped, looks like 40, 50, 66,000 jobs, and they've gotten rid of 16 plants. So we'll add that, and we'll add this, what, 10,000 to that list, call it 76,000 jobs in 5 or 6 years. 76,000 jobs. Okay. That, my friends, is a small army. I really, wouldn't it be just a lovely sight to see those 76,000 really upset auto workers combined with the Ford and the GM auto workers? What if they all just got together and they decided to do something, you know? They decided, well, you know, let's go to Washington, D.C. Let's demand that NAFTA, CAFTA, all these free trade agreements be erased, that we strengthen our borders. We increased tariffs on goods, you know, rebalance the import-export. This country is it's so off balance, and it's so disgusting, and it's so tiring just to try to keep up with the criminal acts that these corporate fascist free trade scumbags keep pushing down our throats. The cost of living in America keeps dropping. I mean, the cost of living is rising, while the cost of living, you know what I mean. The value of life in America has fallen, and that's in direct relation to all these jobs that are leaving this country. But you know, if you just want to keep shopping at Walmart, you can get those nice made in China toys, and you can support the Chinese worker who's getting $3 a day and the corporate fascists at Walmart. So, you know, if that's how you think you want to help this country, then keep doing it. Otherwise, let's go ahead and let's take down these free trade agreements immediately. So disgusting. Associated Press has reported Giuliani moves closer to full-fledged presidential run. Let's see, Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, whose popularity soared after his response to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, moved closer to a full-fledged campaign for the Republican U.S. presidential nomination on Monday. Well, if you're out there and you're a Giuliani supporter, flag-waving Republican, that's a beautiful thing. I hope that you're happy doing so. But I do want to inform you that Giuliani was well aware that the World Trade Center was going to be attacked. He had full knowledge that the Building 7 was going to be demolished with explosives. He had already moved his emergency bunker to the pier. FEMA had already set it up. They were ready. He was ready. They knew. Pataki knew. They all knew. And these people who claim to be these American-loving, patriotic politicians are nothing more than treasonous traitors that deserve to be tried in a court of law and then justice be served. How can we serve justice on these people? Back in the old days, they used to have public hangings and executions. I think we need to return to that for all of the politicians that violate
the American people.
It does not matter whether
the war we're back on the flip side. Stay tuned.
Decisive victory is possible. It does not matter whether the war is going well or bad. All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small...
Hello and welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. As a matter of fact, I was just recently speaking with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we were reflecting on some of the state of war in this nation. Quite an interesting conversation with Arnold. He did call in just briefly to give his support for Lone Lantern Radio, and you know, even though he is a corrupt politician, you know, we just want to thank him for his support. Whatever. You know, I was talking about corrupt politicians and what we should do, and you know, I vaguely remember, you know, in the history books, what did they do to poor old Mussolini? Didn't they chop him up and, you know, send his body to the four corners of the earth or something? I mean, I think that we should really resort to similar tactics for politicians that violate their oaths of office. You know, just have one as an example. Just have one. That's all you really need. Just pick out one. I think we should maybe start with this Chuck Schumer. You know, he wants to announce the National Employment Verification System. Typical problem reaction solution. And I know we're skipping over a couple of news articles at this point, but and we do have Debbie in Wisconsin online. We're going to come to you, Debbie, in just a moment. But You know, I want to talk about this employment verification system and the Maine rejecting the Real ID Act. These are vital points we need to talk about tonight. But, you know, there's another article here, Spend Now, Save Later, I want to talk about. And it says, it opens up, it says, savings rate drops to record low as Americans can't afford to set aside funds or just spend. What do you want to do? Last time the nation couldn't save a dime, it was an era of mass joblessness. Now unemployment is near record lows. Yet according to the Commerce Department, the savings rate for 2006 hit a low of 1%, negative 1%. For many American families, savings have become a luxury they simply cannot afford. Salaries aren't keeping up with inflation is the bottom line. Gas alone is killing our savings, one person told the ABC News reporter. Cindy Taylor said she wishes she could save more. But at age 44, with a family, a mortgage, credit card bills to pay, she must spend everything she earns as a college secretary on her monthly budget. I do have a son going into college, and that's an ongoing expense, Taylor said. She said she also has a daughter, and as a single mother, it's difficult. She's now thinking about working weekends so she can have something to put aside. You know, this kind of reminds me of when our fair President Bush was, I believe he was doing one of his debates or a town hall meeting, and he kind of leaned over to a lady sitting next to him. He says to her, this is publicly televised, he says, what did you do in this great country? And she says, well, I work three jobs, you know, and Bush kind of chuckles and he says, oh, that's uniquely American, isn't it? Uniquely American. What a scumbag. What a filthy, rotten scumbag. These elite politicians, they just make me sick. Back to our public hanging thing. Yes, isn't that something we need to go back to? Sit One as an example. They're already, using Saddam as an example. How about we, you know, pick one of our politicians? But we should go through a legal process, obviously. We could have a big show trial for that individual, you know, have it up on all the media, and, you know, we could all rally around the corruption of this politician and then burst the bubble with a final public hanging. I think that would just be great. I hope that you sitting there can stand behind this idea. Maybe we can make this work. Anyway, back to the news article. She says, I know if I don't do something drastically to change now with my finances, you know what's going to happen when I'm approach retiring. I won't be retiring, Taylor said. I think many of these middle-income households feel very stretched, says economist Mark Zandi of MoodysEconomics.com. They have to borrow and they have to spend their means. They have a negative savings rate. That's really what is going on in this country? The Federal Reserve keeps printing money out of nothing. They lend it out to the banks. Banks come back to the credit card companies and say, here, issue this credit, enslave the population even further. And when they can't pay you back, just take whatever assets they have. Okay? This is not the country the founding fathers had intended. Okay? We need to change something. Aaron Russo is dedicated to the abolishment of the Federal Reserve System, and I think he's correct. If you haven't seen his film, America, Freedom to Fascism, get it now. Okay, we do have it available for sale at www.buyaftf.com. That's buyaftf.com. Yes, and strangely enough, yes, credit cards are accepted. So you can go into debt buying that film. How ironic, isn't it? But it is a very important film to see, America, Freedom to Fascism. Also, we do have an interview of Aaron Russo on our website at lonelantern.org, recently shot by Alex Jones with Aaron. Get over there, check it out. We're going to come back. Debbie's still on the line, and we're going to finish up some of these news stories. And give us a call at the famous quote. We still don't have an answer. 1-800-313-9443. See you on the flip side. It is going.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. Yes, they're not going to ignore us anymore because we're going to put their bodies on display. When they violate their constitution, when they violate their oaths of office, and they are tried and convicted by the people in a court of law, yes, the public executions will begin. And I think we also need to do that for the corporate fascists that are running this country, too. We really need to hang them high. Set some examples so that, you know, I mean, all these politicians and government scumbags, are all they're doing is putting the fear into people, fear in us, terror alerts and color codes and Osamas. And by the way, where is Osama? Where is that guy? Has anyone heard from him? Is he hiding in a cave somewhere? Is he having lunch with like the head of the ISI? Or some CIA spooks. What's he doing? Is he just hanging out, you know, enjoying a good life? You know, he's probably got, like, a pocket full of credit cards, courtesy of, you know, Federal Reserve and all that stuff. You know, he's probably on a spending spree. Anyway, spend now, save later. So the whole economy is upside down. It's a false sense of security everywhere you look. I've been, I suppose, fortunate enough in my life to try and not get any credit cards and not to be enslaved by debt. I mean, the only thing I own that I owe money on is really my car. And everything else I try to own outright. I don't have a mortgage. I don't live in a big lavish home. I mean, I've got an apartment in Chicago, Illinois, you know. And that's in fact where we are broadcasting live from. Okay. So please call in. If you know the answer to the special quote, you know, let us know. Okay. The special quote is America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. Debbie in Wisconsin, we're going to be coming to you in just a second. I really want to get these last couple news reports out. I want to thank you for patiently holding it. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Texas is ordering cancer vaccinations for girls. Some new draconian legislation, which apparently is going to cause big profits in the vaccine company Merck. They're going ahead. They're lobbying the politicians in Texas to get these capacities laws so that you force vaccinations, and then the state is going to have to go ahead and buy the vaccines from us, that we become rich. And by the way, those vaccines, well, we're not going to test them all the way. You know, we've got a guy at the FDA who's, you know, he's kind of looking the other way, like when they did when they passed the aspartame. I mean, so we're going to inject all your girls with this cancer vaccine so that we can protect them. In the name of their health, we're going to inject them with some vaccines that are probably going to get them really sick. Says here, Austin, Texas, bypassing the legislature altogether, Republican Governor Rick Perry issued an order Friday making Texas the first state to require that schoolgirls get vaccinated against the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. What if these girls are not sexually active? What if these girls are, they're pristine virgins? Are you going to demand that they get this vaccine? Because this thing is only it's a sexually transmitted virus. So, are they just assuming that every single girl in Texas is a slut? Does that make, where is the, I don't get it. I mean, the governor apparently believes so. He thinks that every girl, I'll make this announcement today, right now. Republican Governor Rick Perry believes that every female in Texas is a whore. Yes, it is true. The Texas governor orders an anti-cancer vaccine for schoolgirls. Apparently, the governor believes that every schoolgirl in his state is a slut. Okay? This is just ridiculous. He's employed an executive order and sidestepped opposition in the legislature from conservatives and parents' rights groups who fear such a requirement would condone premarital sex and interfere with the way Texans raise their children. But, you know, he thinks all your children are sluts and whores that are, you know, he is the father. You know, he is your child's father. The state is the father, so we don't care. We're going to inject them with our drugs so that we can protect them. He also directed state health authorities to make the vaccine available free to girls between 9 and 18 who are uninsured or whose insurance does not cover vaccines. That is so nice of them to give free vaccines. Wow. But remember, they're only doing it because they think that your daughter is a whore. Republican Governor Rick Perry believes your daughter is a whore. Okay. The HPV vaccine provides us with an incredible opportunity to effectively target and prevent cervical cancer. Oh, thank you, Governor Perry, for stepping up to the plate on this. Perry has ties to Merck, the pharmaceutical company, and Women in Government, one of the drug company's three lobbyists in Texas, is Mike Tourney, Perry's former chief of staff. His current chief of staff's mother-in-law, Texas Republican State Representative Diane White DeLisi, is a state director for Women in Government. The governor, Perry, also received $6,000 from Merck's Political Action Committee during his reelection campaign. Okay, so, right, $6,000, the drug companies are going to Contribute To campaign, you declare every woman between the age of, or any woman under the age of 18 a whore, and then you can inject them with your drugs, and then, you know, you can be seen as a hero by the uninformed Americans in the state of Texas, and Merck can reap the benefits. This is a sick and twisted nation we live in, being run by criminals in the highest, highest order. And back to my original solution, let's get them all and try them for treason. Public hangings, my friend, public hangings. Maine has rejected the Real ID Act. Now, on a serious, serious note, obviously the last article I did, you know, kind of throw some spin and some humor, some sarcasm into it. I mean, it's important, but this is also a very important article. Maine rejects the Real ID Act. It is true that by May of 2008, you are going to have a federally mandated state ID. With a biometric imprint, an RFID tag in it. But the state Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, back January 25th, just recently, praised the Maine lawmakers for declaring their bipartisan opposition to the federally mandated Real ID Act. A joint resolution rejecting the Real ID earned passage through the Maine House and Senate today by an overall vote of 171-4. Maine lawmakers have delivered a clear signal to Congress that the implications of the Real ID are unacceptable. Lawmakers in Maine understand that security is a critical priority, but so is privacy. And most importantly, a security system should actually provide security. It is not at all clear that after all the expenses and tribulations for citizens that the Real ID would present, what we would really, that we would really be no safer. I hope you understood my tongue tie there. Basically, what I'm proposing, if you're out there listening to this radio show, and we are broadcasting live, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Contact the Maine legislature. Somebody out there, please contact the Maine legislature and get a copy of this act. It looks like the number is a Don Cookson. I don't have a zip code or an area code, but the four numbers are, telephone number is 626-8404. You'll have to look it up. Don Cookson, 626-8404. Somebody out there, please get a copy of this legislation. And what we need to do is we need to adapt this legislation for each of the 50 states. You know, take a look at it, take some of the words out, rewrite it a little bit. Polish it up so it applies to your individual state. Find a sympathetic congressman, state congressman, to submit it to the state legislator, and then everyone just bombard that individual to introduce it into up for a vote. Okay, because we need to reject this Real ID Act at the state level at this point. I really think that's going to be a solution. Maine reject Real ID. So every other state needs to duplicate this. I'm begging you, contact me, go to our website, post the legislation in our forum, okay? LoneLantern.org. LoneLantern.org. Please click on the forum link on the left-hand side of the page, get a copy of the legislation, and copy it. Paste it into the forum. Create your own topic and paste it in there, okay? We need to get this legislation visible in the hands of the people so we can start editing the text. If you're going to sit there at your computer and whatever you're doing right now and you're not going to help out, whatever, you know, just I think there's a show on TV you'd probably rather be watching. But find the legislation, post it in our forum. Immediately, please. I'm begging you. We need to do this. And, you know, we're going to communicate this. I've already sent this request out to Aaron Russo. I talked to him. Actually, just sent him an email mentioning that this should be a solution. The AFTF network, I have not proposed this specifically to them, but they need to know this is something that needs to be done. And anyone out there listening in your car, in your radio, wherever you are listening to, webcast, rebroadcast, MP3, please get a copy of this legislation. We need to adjust it to our individual states and submit it at the state level. And then the related note is Senator Chuck Schumer has announced the National Employment Verification System. Now, if the Real ID Act wasn't bad enough, this is even worse. And it's typical problem reaction solution, okay? Rebellion, an individual at YouTube, recently stream ripped a Lou Dobbs video I just saw, blew my mind. And it says, basically Chuck Schumer saying that you will, say, will you be willing to undergo retinal scan in order to work? That's the question. So what's going to happen is they're going to take a retinal scan, put it into an RFID tag chip, into a card, and then if you ever want to go for a job, that employer is going to have to swipe that card to verify that you are an actual American citizen. Okay, now they say this is in order to curb the illegal alien situation, to curb like all these people that are just falsifying employment and to cause people to have some kind of a check system in place. But all that really does, I mean, what you have, if you want to work in America, you have to submit your biometric information and have a card just so you can work. Well, what kind of country? This is not the land of the free, my friends. Please get this Chuck Schumer guy. He's the first guy we need to have the public execution of, okay? Remember, public executions after an actual trial will bring them up on charges. We have to get some trumped-up charges. They always trump up charges against people. So trump-up charges against Schumer on something, and then we'll just have the court case and pomp and circumstance, and then we'll have the public execution just because he's trying to introduce this. I mean, what the hell? I mean, they've got the Social Security card. Is that just not enough for them? You know, remember the old Social Security card said not to be used for identification purposes, and now you can't do anything without your damn Social Security card number. Okay, now they're just going to ratchet it up to give you official national identification employer card with your picture and biometric data on it. You know, this is this is the implementation of the slave state. Okay, Chuck Schumer has announced the National Employment Verification System. He says that it will include all Americans. And that employers who do not check employees with this system will be fined $50,000 for the first offense and jail for the second offense. Under the guise of illegal immigration is the problem. The reaction is, oh, my God, illegals, please do something. So we go to them, and they say, please, please help us get a solution. And their solution is to tag every single American with the employment verification card with a chip in it. God. America, America. Okay, Debbie, I hope you're still waiting patiently. Are you there, Debbie?
Hi.
Hi, Debbie. How are you? Thank you. Thank you so much for patiently waiting.
Okay, I'd just like to make a comment about 9/11.
Oh, please do.
It seems like where everything started. Are you familiar with the plane swap theory between United 93 and Delta 1989? Are you familiar with that theory at all, that there was some kind of a plane swap?
From what I understand, I think, didn't that supposedly happen over Ohio?
Over Cleveland, right.
Over Cleveland, right.
It's a theory out there. But
yeah,
I just want to say, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I believe like 1 or 2 years after 9/11, there was a confirmed sighting supposedly of a plane that had the same tail pin numbers like United 93 happened. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, absolutely. They didn't retire those numbers on those tail sections of those planes for, I think, a couple of years.
Okay.
And there's plenty of information available out there to prove that fact. And usually when a plane goes down, they automatically take them off the record. And,
right.
You know, right. There's so many anomalies that took place that day.
Uh-huh.
You know, how did you come to find out about it?
Well, I read a book recently that there's a theory going around by Woody Box that's on the internet that there's somehow those planes flew on top of each other. It came out in that movie United 93 about that Delta 1989. A lot of people think there was some type of plane swap went through. I mean, it's kind of difficult to understand. A lot of people think that probably 9/11 could have been a black ops operation.
Oh, without question. No, without question, it was a black ops operation. It was a coup d'etat that took place in America, and it's the pinpoint for every legislation, every draconian act,
right.
You know, that's taking place in this country.
Right.
What you're seeing, and especially this plane swap thing you're mentioning, It's exactly what the Operation Northwoods document mentioned. In I think it was 60, I want to say it was 61 or 63. I can't remember exactly when they brought that out. But that, are you familiar with Operation Northwoods?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And the Operation Northwoods document, for those that are not familiar with it, that was one of the things. They were going to paint a commercial airliner and have it fly in tandem with another flight path of, another commercially registered plane, and then they would just swap their flight paths, and then they would the drone plane would just be blown up, and then it'd be blamed on Cuba, and we would go and invade Cuba, and everyone would be upset, and then we'd take over Cuba. Well, that never happened, but what you're seeing now with what happened in 9/11, it's very, very possible that something like that may have happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different theories that are floating around about what happened on 9/11. Well, we really don't know what happened that day.
Right.
There are so many different theories.
Right.
And I think that, we need to stick to physics and science initially to get this investigation off the ground. Debbie, talk to our board operator. We're going to send you that free DVD.
Okay, we'll.
Give him your address. We're going to send that free DVD. Thanks for calling in, Debbie.
Thank you.
We're going to be back on the flip side, Lone Lantern Radio, blowing up the airwaves tonight. On the flip side.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Welcome back. Yes, looks like we do have a winner tonight. And we're feeling real generous. We just gave a DVD, the Lone Lantern Special Edition, to Debbie. Thank you for calling in, Debbie. And Rita, in Colorado. I believe she claims to have the answer to tonight's quote. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Rita, what is the answer?
Abe did it. Abe Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. That is correct. Abraham Lincoln is the answer. Yeah. We're going to send out that DVD to you.
Okay. And, well, you got another minute. I've got something that you were talking about, your driver's license, or maybe that was just on the chat room. But when I came back from Europe in 2002, I haven't gotten a driver's license. But there's one thing that it says there, you know.
Do you, what does it say?
You've got a yes or no checkbox. Do you want to donate your organs?
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, and I've got a different problem. You know, I've got none of the above because, I mean, some of us are Christians and we breed, and we know who we breed with, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
When you start down that road, here in Colorado, we've got, when you give your blood, you don't give your blood to the Red Cross. You give it to something called Bonham Fields, which is actually the FDA. You're giving your blood to the FDA.
You know,
here in the satanic state, you know, you hear from Dr. Bill sometime. He'll talk about Colorado.
I'm going to be on Dr. Bill's show tomorrow, actually.
It's really, I mean, that's really what happens. I mean, we give away, you know, just little things you don't even think about. But, you know, you go there, you know, they'll come to the college here, and it's typically some, like, triple-wide Hispanic-Anglo guys with some white women, you know. And, what are they going to do with my DNA? I don't want them to
You know what, Rita, it sounds like what they're doing is that, you know, they're collecting everyone's DNA. They're creating a huge DNA bank on every American citizen. They want to ship everybody. They want to give everyone these escalated real ID cards, you know, that are you're gonna need to be employed. You won't be able to get employed without it. I mean, this is, you know, we are inching towards the mark of the beast system spoken of in the book of Revelation. And, you know, I've said a lot of things tonight, and one of the things I want to get across back to everybody who's listening, and Rita, thanks for calling in, and we're going to send you the DVD. Please, if you're out there listening, get that Maine legislation to me as soon as possible. Do whatever you can. Please, get the Maine legislation to me. We need to set up these. We need to set up this legislation at the state level to reject the real ID. And we need to work against this Chuck Schumer scumbag, the epitome of evil. We just need to purge everyone in the House and the Senate who is just not pulling their weight. And I also propose that, you know, if we can get Ron Paul to become our next president, as crazy as this next suggestion may sound, we need to use the Patriot Act to rout out the corrupt politicians in our own country. How does that sound? Anyway, we'll be back on Wednesday. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. And, you know, remember, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here to make you follow me. There's enough sheep already. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. As a friend of mine said when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. Lone Lantern Radio. LoneLantern.org.